Bringing Christ to the nations and this devotion to your day. Here's Pastor Ken Klaus.
A text for our devotion from the 9th chapter of 2 Corinthians. Thanks be to God for his inexpressible gift. During the Great Depression, through the dark days of World War II and the confusing years of Vietnam, Americans always believed and were ready to make sacrifices which would guarantee their children would be more financially secure, more content, and happier than they. Unfortunately, that dream seems to have gone by the wayside. In September of last year, a public broadcasting poll came up with two discouraging statements. One, nearly half of Americans who once believed in the American dream, defined as the belief that if you work hard, you'll get ahead, think it no longer exists. Two, close to half of all Americans over 18 think the next generation is going to have a harder time financially than they. Some company leaders, wishing to reverse those negative statistics and give their employees a positive outlook for themselves and their children, are trying to make a difference. One of those leaders is Chi Wang, CEO of the company called Boxed. Out of his own personal funds, Mr. Huang is providing college education for the children of his employees. Tenure at the company isn't important. The kids get to pick their school, and they get a free ride. I probably don't have to tell you that present employees are elated, and the number of people applying for employment at the Boxed company has increased dramatically. That is as it should be. Anytime somebody pays to give you a free ride, you ought to be grateful. Sadly, that is not the way it is in this spiritual realm. You see, from God's perspective, the eternal future of sinful humankind was bleak. The next generation's prospects were no better than ours. All in all, things were hopeless. That was when the triune God stepped in and decided to make a change. Knowing we were helpless to pull ourselves out of the condemnation and damnation our sins deserved, the Lord sent his Son into this world. Here Jesus carried our sins and died the death which had been our destiny. Now all who are given faith in Jesus as their Redeemer are given a free ride into heaven. And what is the world's reaction to this wonderful gift? When Jesus walked the earth, many of the people around him reacted negatively. Some were jealous, others were fearful, and incredibly few recognized him and the soul-saving work he was doing. Thankfully, there are those, people like you, who know that when someone gives you a free ride, especially a free ride into heaven, you ought to be eternally grateful. We pray. Dear Lord Jesus, you gave your life so my present and eternal circumstance might be changed. May my gratitude for your sacrifice be evident and infectious to those around me. This I ask in your name. Amen.